Drilling for oil and gas is booming these days in Texas.
I live in Dallas, Texas.
And Rita Beving has seen it.
The Barnett Shale is right in my backyard.
The Barnett Shale is the geological region in North Texas where in the last few years drillers have sunk thousands of new gas wells. It's also just west of proposed routes for new interstate pipelines that would send crude oil to refineries on the Gulf Coast. But as a community organizer with the corporate watchdog group Public Citizen, Beving wanted to go online to find out how the state of Texas was regulating pipelines. For example,
it's very important to know if a pipeline's upstream from a water source.
So she went on the website of the state regulator, the oddly named Texas Railroad Commission.
They actually, to my shock and surprise, have two different mapping systems from one county to another. So if you wanted one contiguous map of a pipeline, it was practically impossible.
Turns out the Railroad Commission's online mapping system was using hardware so old, it's not even made anymore. But it gets worse. The commission is also supposed to monitor thousands of oil and gas wells, relying on annual tests that operators are required to do, then report to the commission. But because the commission lacks an online filing system, its staff has to enter the information one record at a time. In 1 year, there were over 180,000 such records.
Quite frankly, that's the biggest problem we've got at the Railroad Commission is our IT system.
David Porter is one of the three elected officials who head the Railroad Commission. He spoke at an industry conference in San Antonio.
We're probably stuck somewhere in the mid-90s as far as technology and software is concerned, and it's not acceptable. We've got to improve that.
It's so bad the oil and gas industry has told the legislature it would be willing to pay higher fees to the commission so it could afford new computers. Deb Hastings is with the Texas Oil and Gas Association.
We have a lot of technology in our industry, and the agency that oversees us needs to be up to par with us.
They want to be able to file reports electronically to speed up the process of getting state permits to drill. What's more, the industry has gotten lots of negative press about the environmental impact of the increased gas and oil production. Citizen groups have complained that detailed violation reports weren't as accessible online in Texas as compared to other states. The Oil and Gas Association's Hastings says that looks bad.
That information should be transparent on the website so that they can see it. So the perception that we're trying to hide something isn't there.
Despite the dramatic surge in the drilling it regulates, the Railroad Commission's funding is less than it was 4 years ago. Total revenues then were $91 million. Now they're about $86 million. The Railroad Commission is sending a special request to the legislature for $2.9 million in extra funding to upgrade that pipeline mapping system. There have been recommendations to the legislature that the commission should actually get nothing from taxpayers, but instead be funded exclusively through fees paid by the industry. Lon Burnham is a state representative from Fort Worth and critic of the Railroad Commission. He thinks the failure to upgrade computers has more to do with mismanagement than funding.
Now, how is it that this has happened all of a sudden? And are we not appropriately investing on a year-in and year-out basis for this kind of maintenance?
Those will likely be among questions the legislature will pursue when it goes into session in January. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.